It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Rain, 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 a wicked rain falling from the sky. Down, 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 pouring down upon the night.
Yep, the rain is back and many of us here are starting to get a bit tired of it. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about why some weather events are easier and others more challenging to predict. First, Cliff, how much more of this wicked rain is coming into our world this weekend?
Well, today will be very wicked. We have an occluded front coming through, and I can see on the radar some fairly heavy rain on the coast coming into the Puget Sound region. So it'll be wickedly raining today. That front will move through later, and so I think we may see the rain back off later in the afternoon. But then we get into westerly flow that will be cold and unstable, and we can expect showers in the lowlands tomorrow, but substantial snow in the mountains. There could be a foot of snow in the passes. So freezing level coming down, lots of showers, that means snow. So snowy day. In fact, there's a winter weather advisory now for the passes. Then on Sunday, we'll still have a few showers, but it'll be a better day. It'll be partly cloudy, a few sprinkles here in the lowlands, continued snow showers in the mountains, but backing off. And then it looks like Monday will be a relatively dry day as high pressure builds in.
An atmospheric river, is that part of what's behind this big snow that's coming through?
No, not really, but we've had lots of atmospheric river action this week. You know, we've had a series of fairly heavy precipitation events, and those associated with atmospheric rivers, relatively narrow currents of warmth and moisture that come out of the subtropics. So we had our turn earlier this week, and in the mountains, some locations got 5 or 6 inches. Now the atmospheric river has moved southward into California, and they are getting hammered. Northern California is getting, you know, 1 to 4 inches, particularly in the mountains, which will be extraordinarily useful for their water situation. Now, as the atmospheric river goes southward, we get into cooler air, and that's why we're transitioning to snow right now.
So a big weather story this week, of course, was Winter Storm Jonah on the East Coast. And the forecast in Washington, D.C. was recognized as being excellent. Are some storms easier to predict than others?
They are. And particularly with modern forecasting tools, you know, we have what's called ensembles. In other words, we don't run our computer models once. We run an ensemble or a collection of forecasts. And then some of these storms, you know, all the models are on the same page that we get pretty much the same prediction. And that was the case in this storm. Not only were ensembles on the same page, but the various computer systems like the European Center and the one in Washington and the Canadians, they were all doing the same thing. So in this case, we had a lot of confidence in the general evolution of the storm. So that helps the forecast get better. The other thing I just wanted to mention is that DC was sort of in the middle of the snow. What really hurts predictability and makes it difficult is when you're on the periphery of the storm, the periphery of the snow. Now, New York was this time, and there was a lot of variability in the forecast, but D.C. was right in the middle of the plume of snow, and so we had a lot of confidence what was going to happen there.
Yeah, I can't help but recall Hurricane Sandy from 2012 and how difficult that one was to predict.
That's right. Now, Sandy was an interesting example of the models being all over the place, the ensembles and the various forecasting systems were all over the place 4, 5, 6, 7 days ahead of time. And so there was a lot of uncertainty. Finally, the storm did snap together. All the models did come together like 3 or 4 days before, and then we had a lot of confidence. So some storms, you know, we gain confidence close in. Some of them we never gain confidence because the ensembles and the forecast models are still all over the place. But the DC storm was one that we not only had everything together, but, you know, we had a really tremendous forecast 4 days before. They were going, the National Weather Service and others were going for 2 feet plus, and they were right on.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations or pose your weather questions at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.